Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy.
Because we're tuning in now to the Mark Unger Show, the show that is all about things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger.
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
As always, the lovely and charming Diane Brierley is here.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
And of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skojewski.
There's a lot of things about me you don't know anything about. Things you wouldn't understand. Things you couldn't understand.
That's right.
Things you shouldn't understand.
I love that one.
That's perfect for me. I like that.
Engineering as always, Timothy Ray pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the show. And our special guest this week has been the charming and lovely Robin, all the way from Colorado.
And
for those
go
of you
Rockies.
She didn't actually stay through the weekend. We taped the show earlier last week. So this is actually last week, even though it's Monday. Try and figure that out.
Hey, hi to myself.
I never know what day it is or where I am or what's
going on.
Yeah,
we can say hi to ourselves. I'm actually getting on a plane today going to South Africa.
You are.
If you are in South Africa, go to our website, laughyourway.com. Find out where we're going to be. Come see us. We are really looking forward to having some great meetings there. So again, check it out. Laughyourway.com. It's our website, and it'll give you the schedule of where we're going to be and when we're going to be and how to get to where we're going to be. So all those of you over there, check us out. Anyway, thank you, Robin, for spending time with us.
Thank you very much for letting
us. It's been lovely.
It's been great.
Yeah, you've been fun.
Yeah.
She pipes right in like she's part of the crew.
Yes,
we're going to miss you now.
Us.
It's the Stanley Cup. Where's the Colorado Avalanche this year?
Oh, Lord. They had the worst year ever this year.
I like that.
Hey.
What is the Avalanche?
Hockey.
Oh, hockey.
They're normally a really decent team.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been...
Were they in the land of suck?
Yeah,
in the land
like
of
that.
Suck.
Yeah, the Broncos sucked. The Avalanche sucked. But Rockies were good, but now we're like...
The Green Bay Packers are the world champions, though. Let us celebrate that.
I'm going to be out there this weekend. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods, and I'll get to go see a Rockies game Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be out there, so.
It'll be wonderful. It was 80s 2 weekends ago.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to be in Africa, so it's going to be a little strange for a few days. We'll probably be playing some of our better shows as reruns over the last 6-7 months. Some of the funniest ones. You'll love those. You'll be able to hear those again. Assuming we can get the right connection, and I just have no idea. There's no way of knowing. I mean, I've been to some of the most remote places in the world, and the internet connection is like I'm in the next room.
Yep.
And then I've been to Delaware, where, you know, the
you
phones
think you were
don't
in the
even
bush
work.
Somewhere.
I mean, it's just crazy. So we have no idea. Assuming the connections hold up, we'll continue with new shows over the weeks that I'm in Africa. So just kind of tune in for that. And if you're new to the show, just keep listening because all the shows will be new to you. But if you're one of the hardcore listeners and we repeat a few, do not give up. Do not lose heart. At least they'll be the really, really good ones that you can listen to. So having said all of that, this is the show that handles all your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you email to us at radio@markgunger.com. You get to stay totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest. The show does not even pretend to be true counseling. We don't know your situation. Don't get mad and say, they don't know my whole situation, because we don't know your whole situation. Impossible. This is just a chance for you to throw an idea at the three of us, or in this case, the four of us, and see what we think. Okay? Having said that, we are ready to go.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting.
here's the question I have for you of the day. How on earth are you ever going to manage for 5 weeks without seeing Ross and me?
You know, I don't know.
How are you going to manage? It's going to be just insufferable for you.
It will be tough.
You'll have such a hard time.
It will.
You'll be in withdrawal.
I'll feel like I'm losing my mind.
The cliffs of insanity!
At other times, I'll feel so happy to be away from you.
He'll start with the tremors and everything else and get you reacclimated to life when you come back.
She's crazy.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, we get to have a vacation.
Yeah, you slackers, you'll be goofing off. No, I'll still be working.
I have plenty to do, trust me.
Likewise.
Lots to do without you here and probably get caught up on some things.
Probably.
Okay, here's the article for the day.
Poor
actually,
Robin, she'll be in counseling next week, probably.
And sending the bill to us.
She'll be laying on a couch somebody explaining.
She's going to be decompressing from this experience.
They were so weird. I don't know. It was like a nightmare. I couldn't wake up. I kept trying to wake up. I couldn't wake up. It'll be horrible.
I tried and I couldn't. Okay, this article was actually sent in by a listener too. I like when they send me articles because it makes my job easier than going searching for them.
Cool.
It is 4 conversations every parent should have with their children. The first conversation you should have with your child is choices have consequences.
Oh my goodness, is that ever true?
Oh, indeed. This conversation is all about letting your child stand on their own 2 feet. It's hard to see your child hurt, but it happens, and it's actually healthy.
Which means you don't cook breakfast for your son every morning.
That's right.
6:30.
Crazy mom at 6:30. Call him at 6 to make sure that he's up, so he's coming.
Picks it up from his girlfriend's shack. Consequences happen. It's actually healthy. It's all in how you, the parent, help your child to deal with it. You can say, honey, I know you're sad that you didn't make the soccer team, but what are you going to do about that? Helping your child cope with disappointment is one of the greatest gifts that you can give them. Parents are always hovering and just always ready to swoop down and ready to make changes for their child. This is even true when it comes to discipline. A child has made a choice to behave in a certain way or go against rules, and there's a certain consequence implemented, and then the parent calls the school and talks them out of the consequence. Yeah. Oh, yes. As a teacher, I can attest to that.
Oh, I was just a music teacher for a little while. It was brutal.
They just don't want their kids to suffer anything.
It's horrible. I was terrible at it.
And parents,
I had no patience for it.
Yeah, I didn't have much either. And parents who only want their kids to have fun and never fail only create an adult who doesn't know how to handle the normal ups and downs of life. Choices have consequences.
Some of the people really don't get today. There's a lot of people listening to the show. They have no idea why their life stinks.
Because they don't get the connection.
They don't get the connection between what they do and what they get.
They
completely clueless. They email us because they don't get it. My life is horrible. Why is my life horrible?
I'm doing this, that, and the other thing.
Well, usually your life's horrible because something you're doing. It's quite simply that. They think it's all their spouse. Their evil spouse. If it weren't for their evil spouse, life would be wonderful. But they don't get it.
No.
Life has consequences. Choices have consequences, including marriage. That's why you should not choose foolishly.
I actually had a child when I was teaching that I would not back down. The mom wanted me to back down, and it was wrong. The kid lied to me, and I knew, and he got caught red-handed in it, and it went really ugly. But 5 years later, the kids had an assignment that had to write about a teacher. That kid wrote about me and how I taught him the value of it, and his mother was so grateful. And she said, I know I gave you the business, but what you did and how you stood your ground really changed him and made him who he is. And I've seen him now. He's grown up in his 20s. He's a great kid.
All because of you.
Aww. Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe.
I know a guy who wrote about one of his teachers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
weird,
what was her name?
Like, moly hairy thing on her nose.
I hate you guys. I hate you all. Conversation number 2 every parent should have with their children. Sex was created to be wonderful and enjoyed.
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of people struggle about that. We were talking about that earlier, you know, that some people struggle with, you know, they want to enjoy sex, but yet somehow it's naughty, mm-hmm. and, you know, and it's because we pick up bad attitudes about sex. We always tell our kids, I tell them in church, I said it from the pulpit, you young people, yes. Sex is fabulous.
Yep.
It's fabulous. Just wait. But do it right.
They snicker, but I think it gets to them because it's kind of
different. If you don't do it right, yes. It'll make it hard for
yes.
you. If you do it right, it's just glorious. Hallelujah.
Yeah. They say there's a lot of parents who don't want to tell their kids that sex is wonderful because they think that they will want to go out and do it then. But they said actually the opposite is true, that if children think that sex is dirty and bad and icky or mysterious, they will want to engage in it and figure it out. So you should tell them that. How should you start the conversation? Find a time that they can't escape, like when you're driving down the road, perhaps. That way, no one can escape if things get a little too embarrassing. There aren't any distractions and no eye contact is needed. This is a good chance for parents to say, this is what we believe, this is what we hope for you. The big talk can start when your kids are young, perhaps as small as 3 or 4, but remember to just keep it simple by saying when mommies and daddies come together, they have babies.
You can't go anywhere.
Was 5 months
resistance?
5 months
is futile.
I've had this conversation with my daughter already.
Oh, 5 months. Oh, what? She's not going to remember there. That.
And I, every time I'm done, I'm like, I'm glad we had this conversation. Well, we'll never have to revisit this, right? And she just stares at me.
And she's like,
we're good.
You're in.
We're good.
You're good. I don't think so, Ross. I don't think so.
You were just like, what?
You might want to wait until the kid can understand English.
Yes. And has memory retention. They say not only does this conversation need to happen, it needs to happen on a regular basis.
That's my big argument.
Over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And always be ready to listen to your kid day or night. Once a teenager gets brushed off a couple of times, they won't try to talk to you anymore. I'm not sure if you're going to agree with number 3 conversation, Mr. Gunger, but let's see. Number 3 says, I am not perfect. This conversation...
My mother can never have that conversation with me. Because I'm perfect!
Talk about the parent not being perfect, silly. Yeah, you could never have that conversation with your children. Isn't that what you meant to say?
Yes. I told my children, listen, you'll never measure up to me. Your life is over.
Uh-huh.
You're only 6 years old, but give it up.
Uh-huh.
Be depressed.
They say this conversation could lead to some rather uncomfortable moments between parent and children. Parents should be brutally honest and open up about their past imperfections, even if it means admitting things they would rather forget.
No, I don't agree with that.
Yes, that's why I didn't think that you would agree.
I don't agree with that. But you certainly can talk about not being perfect. And when you mess up, then you're too hard with your kid. You know, you need to be big enough to say, look, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. Kids, nobody knows you're more imperfect than your kids.
Right, because they live with you every day.
Sheesh, absolutely.
Then the fourth conversation is...
But this whole thing of telling your kids why, you know...
I smoke pot,
Johnny,
when
I was your age, I was fornicating my little brains out.
No.
Oh, I don't think Johnny needs to know that.
I'm sure he does not. The fourth conversation is you should... have with your kids is you are uniquely and wonderfully made. The last conversation parents should have centers around their child's self-esteem. There is no getting around the fact that society puts pressure on young people to look and act a certain way in order to be popular and successful.
Like Ross.
Our kids, spend so much time trying to squeeze themselves into that mold that they really are not created to be in that mold. They need to hear who they are is okay. Who you are is not connected to what you do.
Mark. Tell me I'm okay. Tell me that you're okay with who I am.
You're no good.
Isn't that like the I'm okay, you're okay?
Something like that, yes.
Another point that is critical is getting specific with your child when it comes to telling them they are important. A lot of parents say, I love you, but parents should go a step further. They should look at their child and say something like, honey, you know that what I love about you, I love that you have such a compassionate heart. So being specific in what you say, instead of not just saying, oh, you're a great kid, tell them why they're great. The most important thing any parent can do is never compare one child to another.
I tell all my kids, you're my favorite.
Didn't you say that your mother did that? That your mother...
Yeah, but she... Did you really mean that? I mean, in private, you tell them that?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's awful. That's me. I was mortified when my mother did that. You're my favorite. I'm going, that's all. Because I felt bad for my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, they know. They know that I told the other ones.
They know that.
They're all my favorite for who you are.
But I was mortified when I heard that.
But what I did, though, is I told them why they were my favorite. Like, the oldest. You're my favorite because you were my first one. I held you on my breast when,
well,
when you were
different.
When
you love
born.
Each one differently.
Ew, I want to hear about your breast, Mom. Ew.
Did you have this conversation when he was 17?
It's a girl.
They're girls.
No, but I mean, you know, and I loved the second one.
My mom had that conversation at my graduation party.
No.
I remember when I held you at my breast. Oh, hey, I was at a wedding like that. That was so creepy.
What?
Oh, yeah. The mother was getting up, all these people. And she, I remember when I first got my period.
What?
And after we'd been married, I was trying to get pregnant. I keep getting my period, and I'd cry. And I was like,
No, sit down.
TMI.
Stop.
Pass
the the champagne. Quit.
And then she finally got around to describing pregnancy and all.
This is of the groom?
This is the mother of
the mother. Yeah, at the wedding. It was really creepy.
Oh, that is creepy. That's nasty.
That was horrible. Nasty. I wanted to get away, but I couldn't.
You wanted to get away, but you couldn't.
I couldn't, man. You're right there. I was like, lady, I want to hear about your hoochie.
Way down yonder on a cat of hoochie. Isn't that a song?
Yeah, Alan Jackson. Yeah, you got it. It gets harder than hoochie-coochie. That's Alan Jackson.
Really? You've heard of that, right?
You've heard that song.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. It gets harder than hoochie-coochie.
He laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. Yep.
I'm just making it words. Yeah. I don't know the song.
Yep. It is. It's an Alan Jackson song.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, are you going to take a break, or are you just going to keep looking for Alan Jackson? Or what's going on here? I know what he's
what's
doing.
What's the name of it?
I think it's Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson.
Chattahoochee.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Twang to it.
Oh, sure it is.
Sing a little bit for us.
Fogged up the windows in my old ship.
Go ahead, Diane.
I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreams.
She knows how words in this song.
I had a plan just to live in for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you never knew how much muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim.
I like my version better.
A lot about living and a little about love.
Diane's in her singing all the words of this song.
I know that song.
Good grief.
Apparently so.
All right. This is the show that discusses all things about marriage, love, dating, and even hoochie coochies. We will be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Get in trouble.
Yeah.
Get to stop to feeling so low. the boogie and play that funky music till you die.
We're grooving here, being funky till you die. If you're going to die, you want to die, listen to the Mark Gunger Show, because then you go out with a smile.
What a way to go out. I'm sure this is where I'm going to die.
Let's go. We're going to kill you.
I know.
We'll make sure.
All this talk, you're constantly talking about doing me in and doing off with me. I'm not liking this.
It's in my will that if I die, Ross is supposed to kill you.
What?
Well, just it is. You should.
And he'll take great pleasure in doing it.
You think all those clothes that we're shopping for are meant to be seen out in public?
They're my funeral attire. That's what you're putting me in the pine box in. Is that right?
So I have a standing order. If I die accidentally, someone's supposed to take out Diane. Just because.
Just because.
Because it's not fair.
It's just not fair. I get to continue living. Oh my gosh, you're so weird. I don't know, you've been doing an extraordinarily huge amount of talking about my demise recently. Whatever that's about. I don't know. What's the significance? I don't know.
Yes, Pee-wee.
Why? What's the significance? I don't know.
Try to go away to South Africa and get that all out of your system. Stop trying to kill me when you come back.
We'll come back with a poison spirit.
That's right.
We take you out,
man. Little air goes, so, blow it on me.
What did she die from? She died from some strange poison only found in South Africa. Interesting.
How did that happen?
What's the significance? What's the significance?
I don't know.
Okay. This email says, what if you're divorced and don't have kids like I am? I'm 23 years old. Yes, I know I was married young. I officially was.
Nothing wrong with getting married young.
People will always say I got divorced because I was married young, but that's not why.
Oh, I did something at the beginning. I was too young. I was too fat. I was too stupid.
Okay. I think that he actually cheated on her, but nonetheless.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Yes. He divorced her anyway. She's getting to the point now where she wants to start dating again, but she says, I'm afraid because I don't know where to look or if I should be looking. Please tell me when it is right to date again after divorce. Because I have no kids, this is starting to kill me because I feel like a man when it comes to sexual desires, and I'm trying to renew my Christianity. I married a non-Christian man the first time because I was too naive, and I do not want to make the same mistake again, which is why I believe I turned to God more since my divorce. God really does work in mysterious ways, but now I struggle. I enjoy being single, but also want to find the one. I guess what I really want to know is, how do I know when I'm ready to date again, and what do I look for in my future husband, and where do I look? Tell me that, to tell the truth, I haven't even dated any Christian guys before, so this is new grounds for me.
Mm-hmm.
And is it okay to think about someone who I go on a date with the first time as being marriage material or not? Or is that pushing it too much? Thanks a ton. You guys are great.
You guys. You skies.
You skies. You skies. Two skies. You three skies.
You skies must be related. You look together in his face there, standing there side by each.
Side by each.
Okay, here's the first thing. She says that she is trying to renew her relationship with God?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't do anything till you do that.
Yes,
get that
she's
first.
Trying to renew my Christianity. Get that all in order first.
Get that in order. You got that in order, then you can move forward and find
at least a good year of having that in order. A good year.
But wait till you really get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't. Your answer is not a man.
Positively, absolutely.
Amen. Brother.
If you think your answer is a man, millions of women do this. They think what they need is a man, and they get a man, and then their life goes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be okay without one. You've got to be okay without one. Absolutely.
That's true. If you can't be happy without one, you will not be happy with one. That
Guaranteed.
Is just the honest to God truth. It is.
The people who make the best married women are the ones who don't need a man in the first place. It's really true. Mm-hmm. Wanting one is fine. Having a sexual desire where you want one, that's fine. It's totally biblical, totally appropriate. But make sure you know what it means, who you are, get strong in your faith, put God first in your life. The only man you got to be worrying about right now is Jesus.
Yep.
Focus on him. If you get that right, dear, then you can take the next. You're only 23, okay? You're not going to die if you don't have sex for the next year. Just focus. You might feel like you're going to die, but you're not going to die. And you don't have to masturbate 47 times a day.
No, that was an email. There's a news story.
Good heavens.
Yes.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Folk, use this opportunity. Get serious about your faith. You've already done it wrong.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you, sweetie?
And make sure it is a real good Christian guy when you finally get around to this. No more.
But until she knows who she is as a solid Christian girl, she'll never be able to tell what that
means.
No,
she won't even know. She'll pick up another loser.
So here's the key. You got to fix you. Once you fix you, you won't have a problem finding the right guy. As long as you're not fixed, you are a sitting duck for another disaster.
You'll stumble from one bum to the next bum.
That's right. And you become a stumble bum.
A stumble bum, rest assured. It's the best thing that I ever did for the first time in my life in my 30s to not have a man. Because from the time I was 16, there was always somebody there. And I finally got my act together, finally figured out who I was, got my head out of the dark, tight place, and got it going on upstairs. Seriously. Best thing that I ever did. And people would say to me, oh, aren't you dating? Aren't you seeing anybody? No. And yeah, I'm kind of involved with this really great guy. His name is Jesus, and that's all I need right now. That's what I would tell them, because I couldn't deal with the whole man thing again. I just couldn't.
That's what she needs. That's what this girl needs.
18 months to 2 years that I spent out of all of the years of my life.
Yeah, spend the next period of your life just getting solid on a solid rock with God in your life. From there on, everything will, I promise you, I promise you, sweetheart, it will become clear, crystal clear about when to start, who to look for, what kind of a guy to look for. Just get rid of this idea of the one. There is no one.
No, there is no
okay? one. Okay? There's all kinds of potentials out there. What you want to do is pick one that believes in the same principles you do. But now this is your chance, man. Focus on you. Get your life. So, well, you know, I wanted to be married. But, well, that's why ideally you do this stuff right in an early age. So you're not trying to find who Jesus really is at 23. You did it at 16. Well, you didn't, okay? Just slow down. You'll be fine. It's better to go forward knowing who you are and what God has for you than to keep stumbling around in the dark. If you do this, you'll just make another horrible mistake. As you know, the first one was very painful. It doesn't get any less painful. Time to start doing it right. All right, we're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we will be dealing with more of your emails as I take off for South Africa.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, and the best is yet to come. That's usually because we start out really bad. But then the better is yet to come. You were saying something about the last lady.
No, I just said that she needs to invest in herself, and that, you know, like I use the analogy of like a highway. You know, you build your own highway and you're going down the road, and pretty soon a guy will come onto your, you know, get on an exit and come onto your highway and enhance you.
So they shouldn't make, that's what you said, men shouldn't make you, they should enhance you.
Yes. Exactly. If you're looking for God to make you, you're in trouble.
Right.
Oh, indeed.
But she doesn't have anything at this point because she's still just now working on getting her faith together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do that first and you'll be good. All right.
Okay, this is a compliment and suggestion for you. She says, as an avid listener...
I like you, get alive.
Well, no, she likes the advertisements that you changed, Ross, so she's thanking you for that.
Thanks.
She's also saying,
Timmy.
As an avid listener, I think the changes to the intro were needed. As I have told many people about your radio show and encouraged them to check it out, the disclaimer was needed, and you do it very well. Mm-hmm. You know, when you say this is not blah, blah, blah.
Marriage counseling.
Yeah, so that people understand this better.
Definitely better.
Well, we did that because all these people their expectations were out of control and getting mad at us.
I'm going to email him, and he's going to fix me.
I mean, wow, what are you doing? Okay.
She says, just a thought. Here's the suggestion. You say that the military uses your material for when servicemen come back from serving their tour, which is awesome. What about putting something together that the military can show before servicemen leave? Something that teaches what to stay away from in terms of porn and masturbation. You said it once that the military are highly trained and in control men, except when it comes to controlling sexual impulsive needs and desires when away from the other spouse. It's easier to keep something from breaking than to fix the broken. I really appreciate your show and the time and energy that goes into it. As a person who didn't do life right the first go around, I totally agree with your view on things and want to share that info that you are trying to get out there with everyone, whether they are in a good relationship or not. People need to hear this stuff, and no one else is saying it straight on like you three do.
Maybe we should do a DVD, just the whole thing on why not to masturbate.
A whole DVD on it.
Uh-huh. Take the time and walk through it. Show all the studies, show all the implications.
That might not be that bad of an idea. Just so that you have it, just a succinct thing right here, just that.
Why not show a big seller at the, you know.
No, I bet you it would
seminars,
be.
Seminars, guys walking up there, yeah, I got to get this one.
I'm going to the How Not to Masturbate conference.
I wouldn't do it with a live audience. I'd just to a camera and show them the studies, some of the studies that we have, show the implications. The implications are this is why men's testosterone levels are dropping. It depletes you. It does not make you. Real sex energizes you. Masturbating just depletes you. Depletes you as a man in particular.
Remember I told you the other day I just read a study about how they show that men who ejaculate a lot lower their zinc levels because apparently you lose zinc when you masturbate, but zinc is what enables you to produce testosterone. So it's actually true.
See, we need to show that. We need to find those studies, show them. There's other studies. There's a study out there that says the testosterone level in the American male has been dropping at 1.2% per year since like 1985.
Wow.
I mean, at this point, we're going to turn into women and start growing boobs, for heaven's sake.
You just might.
I'd look beautiful, wouldn't I? I'd just look beautiful.
We got the man boobs going on, the movies.
I'm not that fat. But, I mean, show them and just go all the way down. Yeah. So that at the end, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. Especially from a moral standpoint. See, what I don't understand, Christians who say, well, you know, God doesn't really care if you masturbate. I just like... You get to that point. Jesus says...
Because the Bible doesn't say you shouldn't. That's what they say.
Yeah, it says this. If you look at a woman in lust, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus, very next words, if your eye offend you, pluck it out. If your hand offend you... Now, how could your hand offend you?
How is that possible?
Wow. You know what? I just got what you were talking about.
How can your hand offend you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just got the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you cut off your hand? How could you... Okay, I can't help but masturbate. Well, if your hand offend you, cut it off.
See, maybe he was talking about that. Maybe all these people that say that the Bible doesn't talk about it and Jesus never said anything, maybe they're wrong.
How else does your hand offend you?
Stealing.
He's talking about lusting after a woman.
I know.
Groping.
Goes right into the eye and the hand.
That's a really good point.
You didn't get that early when
I did when he got it early. Yeah, I got it when he said it the other day.
So
I did get it.
People, you know, I don't get it.
I get it.
I say, well, Jesus didn't say it. People think I'm mean. Think I mean?
He's telling you to cut your hand Jesus off if you can't stop masturbating.
Pluck your eyes out and cut off your hand. So from a moral standpoint, but then you got to go deeper than that, because that people that in and of itself won't register with people. And just show them the fact of masturbating, it lowers your testosterone level. It depletes your energy. It ruins your motivations. And all these people that psychiatrists talk about, remember we were reading that whole article about guys who masturbate, they lose their confidence mm-hmm. and they're insecure and they become withdrawn or they're not very social.
And a lot of that is tied to the low testosterone.
Tied to the low T and to the mm-hmm. masturbating. Mm-hmm. They say there's a direct tie to
yep.
it. But has anyone ever just sat and made that argument?
Well, remember
and
we
put
got
all
an email,
those things together.
We got an email from a military guy who said after he heard the show, he quit, and how much better he felt, and how once he quit doing it, he didn't even have that weird drive and the weird desire anymore. He sent a really good email
that yeah,
explained
that.
It. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, it'd be very countercultural, and 18 million psychos out there will condemn it and say, yeah, it's not true. You got to masturbate. It's good for you. But
he's
you know,
a heretic.
It just, you know, I mean, do whatever you want. You want to yank on your wiener? Yank on your wiener. What do I care? It's not my wiener.
But you've said before the military doesn't really buy into this. I don't think
no,
that
but
they would.
Yeah, she says do this or he says do this for the military. The military yeah. doesn't buy into it. The military believes, despite the fact that they can develop an army of the most disciplined men on earth, apparently they can't get men to quit masturbating, which I think is a real sellout to men. But until the army believes it, they're not going to ever hire me to. What the army buys in for me is how to help your marriage stay together and understand yeah. each other. So we'll take that. But they don't buy into that. But it would be interesting to produce a presentation like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I think that people would buy it, especially people buying it to show their kids. I think that a lot of people would buy it for their teenage boys in particular.
Well, we got to really think about that one. Well, you know, we could do it like a kind of like a news
like
set
two anchor,
kind of
yeah.
thing.
Like two anchor people?
Well, or even just the one, but, you know, more like a, you know, like, here's the story. Yeah. Let me show you. Here's the studies.
Yeah.
Come back from the studio to, you know, whatever, you know, yeah. produce this thing. Probably need, you know, some help pulling that together. I don't know if we have the money to do it, but
it would be an interesting DVD to do. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Very, very cool.
That's for sure.
Anyway, that's why we don't do it for the military. Because the military, even if we did it, the military wouldn't take it.
No, because they don't buy into yeah. that. Okay, the next email says, I was wondering what you would recommend given the following situation. I've had problems with jealousy and dealing with a fear of losing my partner to someone else. This is
Look,
a woman
everybody
writing.
Everybody can't work with me. I know women are jealous of Diane constantly, but you just have to get over it.
I'll think that I have the best job in the world.
You do.
You do.
You do have the best job
in the
world.
I do have a darn good job, I will tell you.
Come on!
I have a darn good job. Okay, so she's saying my partner, but this is a guy. She's writing about a guy. This is a woman writing. So they're
just
dating.
Easy with the partner thing, people. That sounds very gay.
It does.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, so they don't want to say boyfriend or whatever. So she says, my partner gets along with many people and has many friends of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
While communication is important in a relationship and some may feel I should feel like I can discuss anything with him because of the way I have approached this issue with him in the past, the intense anger, yelling, accusing, bringing.
Is she screwing the guy?
Well, of course, my partner.
Of course, yes, my partner. Yes,
all right,
she is.
Again, don't claim status when you're just acting like a cheap whore, man.
But see, this is another example. They say partner, they think partner is
it's not.
Equitable
you
to husband,
what she's
and that all
saying
the rules apply.
She's complaining because she wants the status of a wife, but she's not living like a wife. So I'm not going to help you. Forget it. If I could, I wouldn't. I would choose to intentionally not help you.
Well, they're actually on a break from their relationship now because of this issue. But she's got some intense jealousy issues.
She needs to stop. She's living wrong.
Yes.
Jealousy is insecurity.
Don't claim,
that's the thing.
But don't claim the status of a spouse when you're just a piece of meat. Okay?
And if he's not committed to her, she probably is feeling rather jealous. I don't think that you have mm-hmm. some of those same feelings and same worries if you know that the guy's got a ring on his finger and so do you, and he's actually in this for life and committed
and
to you.
And he's not.
And he's not.
She wants the status and the respect of a wife, but she doesn't have enough sense to insist on it. So she's having sex with the guy anyway.
So the problem isn't necessarily the irrational jealousy. The problem is you're living with the guy and partnering with the guy.
You're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. The whole basis of your relationship is bogus.
It's not. Okay?
Don't expect the status of a wife when you act like a whore. I know that sounds terrible.
It sounds very harsh and it sounds very terrible. But
what do you call it? I don't get it.
You have to call a spade a spade.
What are they? I don't know. Slut? Is that better?
Nope. Whore's good.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know the people in Vancouver wanted to take that word back.
Whore is good.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, if you're just selling your body for, so well, you may not doing it for money, but you're doing it for something. You know, I mean, you're cheap. You're just cheaping yourself. These women don't get it, and certainly you don't have the right to feel the jealousy of a spouse.
He's not committed. He's not committed to you, dear. He's just not.
Stop living this way. What's the payoff for you girls? What's the win here? Is there a win? What's the win? I don't get it.
No, there isn't really much of a win, actually. It's pretty lose-lose. But yet they do it. Lots of people do it.
Oh, lots of people do it. I get it. But you know what? A lot of people do it, but they're still realistic. I'll even cut them some slack. They know they're not married. They don't expect the privileges of marriage.
So they're living more as a living together situation.
They're living together. They get it. Da-da-da-da-da.
He can come and go.
Understand that, you know?
Well, I don't know how people do that either.
When you're living like this and then you expect the status and respect of a spouse when you're playing house, it doesn't work.
So, he's not going to act like a husband and be committed to you like a husband when he's not a husband.
When he's just tramping with you, man. Mm-hmm. So
just waiting to see.
Don't have an answer for his sweetheart. My answer is quit living like that. That's my answer.
And I bet it will take care of some of her jealousy issues and insecurity issues. I would feel very insecure just living with a guy.
When Sean and I were dating, and it was weird. I would say within a month or two of us after we got married, I felt, I don't know, it was something. It was just something about having that ring on my finger. It's like I went, okay, we can start
security.
Living now. Yeah.
Security to
Well, it certainly is an insecure status, isn't it?
Well, like you said, you get the status. I am a wife now. I'm not just the girlfriend.
Not so disposable.
Exactly.
Well, for some people, anyway.
I don't know why these girls get in that status like that. Why they do this?
Low self-esteem.
Live as cohabitors, you
mean?
Yeah. Because they think it's better than nothing.
They think they're not worthy of the prize.
But yet they want it, and they're jealous if they don't get it.
He won't marry me, but I'll settle for second best. I'll settle for the next best thing.
Yeah, you're not emotionally healthy to say, you know what, I'm better than that.
Because they really do want to get married. I think that most of them do, but the guy won't pull the trigger on it. So
he won't. He's getting everything he wants without it.
Of course he won't. He doesn't need to pony up.
Why buy the cow when you get the milk for free?
That's right.
And after calling all these women cows, we will take a break and be back with more milk right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Band of Brothers Radio. Your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
I gotta stop so I can thank you, baby. I just gotta stop
like a thinking baby.
How sweet it is to be loved by
Ross and Diane and Robin.
How sweet it is to be loved by
all y'all out there, all out there in Gungerland, all you crazy Gungorians. And we're so thrilled. That sounds cool. Ooh, turn that up. Ooh, now we're in groove mode.
Yep.
We want to thank Robin for coming and spending these series of programs with us. It's an honor for us to have someone that crazy enough to come all the way here. If you're crazy enough like Robin, want to come spend a day with us taping these shows, just contact us at radio@markgunger.com. We'd love to see all y'all. Come spend time with us. You'll never be the same. You may need medication, but you'll never be the same. You may need a psychiatrist when we're done, but you'll never be the same. You may need to be institutionalized, but at least you'll never be the same.
You'll never be the same.
Where's my meds?
That's for sure.
What'd you get? Who was that, by the way?
James Taylor.
That's a live James Taylor?
Yes.
Wow.
Version of it.
That was a smoking version, man.
The doo-wops make it all the better.
You know, life is all about the doo-wops.
Life is all about the doo.
That would be a good title for a book.
It would be.
Life is about the doo-wops.
It's all about.
How are the doo-wops in your life? You may not be all that strong, but you got the right doo-wops around you.
That's right.
You're cool.
It's all better.
See, even I could sing and have those kind of doo-wops behind me.
And you'd be cool.
I'd be cool.
That's right.
You kind of do have your own doo-wops.
I got you and Diane.
We're the doo-wops.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. The doo-flops.
Robin's one of the doo-wops today.
That's right.
The doo-wop girls.
Mark and the doo-flops.
Okay. This email says, my husband moved out of the house about a year ago, and he says that he will say when he's ready to move back in together.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, he wants me to have sex on the weekends. She says, now I don't mind sex with him at all, but what bothers me is that he wants the benefits without the responsibility of marriage. Am I wrong? As far as I'm concerned, he is not with any other females, and she's not with any other men. As far as I'm concerned, we are both faithful. He walks around more bothered than I do, apparently, about not having sex. But she says she does just fine. I enjoy every minute of our lovemaking. Can you give me a little advice on this?
Yeah.
And thank you. God bless you, and I love your show.
Well, thank you, dear. The next time he says he wants to have sex, just look at him and as tenderly as you can, just go. If that doesn't work, you can always say,
are you nuts?
You know, something like that.
Good she grief. Says that she's wondering because based on listening to the show that the wife shouldn't deny her husband sex, she wants to know, does this apply to a husband when we are separated? So she's a little confused.
I don't think so either. Not at all.
You can deny.
You wanna say, when you come home, you can get all this you want. But when you come home, start to be a man and be a husband to me and to the children. Are there children involved?
Yes.
When you're ready to come back and man up, man, I'll remind you why you are a man. I'll take your manless to the land of joy and celebration.
Hallelujah.
We will be praising God. We'll be having a fabulous time. We'll have a glorious time. You just come on home, baby. We're going to celebrate. Have a good time. You want some of this? Oh, yeah. I bet you miss it, don't you? Just get in there, start dancing.
Celebrate good times.
Come on.
Let's celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate good times.
Come on.
Let's celebrate.
That's right. I said, we're all ready for celebrate, man.
I'm sorry, they do not have kids. She has a child that's a grown from before him, but they don't have kids. I miss
But she's got the party. She's got the party. So bring your good times, your laughter. We're going to celebrate your party with you, but you got to come home. Come on.
Let's all celebrate.
Sweetheart, as long as you're still putting out and giving it to him and resetting his meter, every time you make love to him when he's out of the house, it resets his meter on why he doesn't have to come home to you.
I mean, talk about every the ultimate you have your cake and eating it too.
Oh yeah.
He's out doing whatever, no responsibilities.
You girls
no
who
nothing.
Do this, every time you have sex with your husband who's not living with you, who's being a jerk or whatever, and he comes, and every time you do that, you reset the meter.
He forgets why he really wants to and should be at home.
He gets his grins, and now he's good now for another couple of weeks, and all of a sudden he's driving up the wall, and then he comes knocking on your door again. You put out again, and then every time you do that, it's like you're going back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Stop giving him sex. When he cries about it, say, listen, I'll give you all the sex you want as soon as you're ready to be a husband to me.
But you have
when you're ready to be a husband to me, I will be a wife to you. I'll be a wife you will celebrate to your friends about.
Well, and here's the thing too, is that I think that she's a little bit naive when it comes to saying that she doesn't think there's another person. Why did he move out? Why? What reason would he be out there for?
Well, except there was a pretty long, traumatic and dramatic thing with some physical abuse and police being called and everything else. So
he's out because he needs to be out.
Yes.
Anger, yeah, but see, every time you have sex with him, you're still rewarding what he did. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, he needs
And she
to,
needs to start dressing up nice. She needs to start working out. She needs to start looking babe-alicious.
Babe-alicious.
Every time he comes over.
Not just licious.
Oh,
we're talking babe-alicious.
And she should make it so that when she knows that he's coming over, make sure she's looking fine.
She looks fine.
And then when he walks in, she walks out the door. Okay, see you later, honey. And walks out the door. He don't know where she's going. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he ought to see when you walk into the room, man. Oh yeah. Say, boy, it's a little warm in here. I think I'll have to lower my blouse line. Get a little oxygen. Oh yeah, come on. That's it. Every time he comes over, it should be like a trip to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it sure is warm in here. Too bad I don't have a man. Wish I had a man because I'm really toasty here. And he says, well, I'll help you out. I say, no, I need a man.
A real man,
a man who will be a husband to me. I wonder if I can find a man who will be a husband to me because I'm feeling really. But you do that, I'm telling you, you're going to get that boy's attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Especially if no kids
But
involved.
This is not an infrequent question that these women,
no,
that
I know
their
it.
Husband, I mean, we get this on a fairly regular basis.
I know it. These girls are doing the wrong thing.
Do I have sex with him?
No.
Does he, you know, I'm climbing the walls he wants
No.
I like that resetting the meter. That's a perfect
Every time
of
you
that.
Have sex, right. You reset the meter and he'll stay away that much longer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So let's say a man can live without you for 6 months. Every time you have sex with him, you reset the meter, and he goes another 6 months.
Yeah. You've just bumped your 6 months
You just bumped your
out.
6 months every time. Let it go. He's climbing the wall. Yeah, well, good.
Then maybe
Man, you
he'll
look
figure out
babe-alicious.
He needs to come home.
You look babe-alicious. You look hot. You look smoking. As a man, I hope there's a fire department nearby because I'm ready to explode into flames here. I'll tell you what, you do that, you get that boy's attention.
You know which song I wish you could play on this show? It is totally inappropriate and would never fit, but I like it because I like the groove of it.
It's what is it?
Mambo Number 5.
Never heard of it.
What?
Mambo
Number 5. It's really bad because he talks about getting some of this girl, that girl, and a little bit of this girl and that girl.
In my life.
So basically, he's just a man whore.
Yeah, he is.
He's a man whore.
Yeah. But I heard it the other day on the radio, and I'm like, it's such a bad song. It's so inappropriate, but I just love the groove and I love the beat of it. And I wish that there was a reason to play it, except now that I gave you one.
Mambo Number 5. I'm trying to find it.
Who sings it? I don't even. Oh, yeah.
Lou Vega.
Yeah, that's right.
Mambo
Number 5.
It's bad.
I know you had to have heard it.
I can't find it.
Mambo Number 5.
I can't find Mambo Number 4. I can't find Mambo Number 3. I can't find Mambo Another. Mm-hmm. Who's the artist?
Lou Vega.
L-U-E?
L-O-U.
Lou.
L-O-U.
V-E-G-A. Lou Vega.
See if it pops up.
Mambo Number 5. Huh. Surely you've heard it.
I've had too much salt in my diet.
What does that mean?
I'm getting poofy. My rings are sticking to my knuckles.
Just because it's so hot and humid in here, for crying out loud.
Why is it? You guys got hot flashes over there.
You're not warm? Holy fright. I'm just cooking
Holy
over
fright?
Here.
Oh, as we fill time.
He's not going to find it.
I can't find it.
Okay.
Come on. For Rizzio?
For Rizzio, man.
For Rizzio?
I don't know.
Mom, just type in Mambo number 5.
He's calling Mambo.
I did.
Mambo
nothing came up.
M-A-M-B-O.
M-A?
M-A. M-A-M-B-A.
Oh, man, that's the problem.
Oh, Mambo.
I don't know how to spell.
M-A-M-B-O. I don't know how to spell.
M-A-M-B-O.
I don't know how to spell.
I don't know.
Mambo.
Mambo. Didn't work
for
me.
And then is it the number or the letter or what?
Just go Mambo.
I think it's like N-O period.
Yeah,
N-O period. Bob.
I'm sorry?
N-O.
Like N-O period, like the abbreviation for number.
And then the digit 5. It still didn't come up?
Not the Roman numeral.
There it is.
There it is. Find me.
I didn't know how to
spell it. He's spelling it M-O-M.
Mambo. Misspelling Mambo. That's right. The Ross got it.
I'm going to stay deep because talking is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yes, you have. I told you. So
what can I do? I've never understood the words, so you can start by hitting on me.
It's like, yeah, I need a little bit of this woman in my life, a little bit of this one and that one, and this one and this and that, and...
There it is.
A little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's... Oh, yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
Yeah, it's a bad song, but I like the groove
he's
of it.
He's a man whore.
Yes, he's a man whore.
He truly
is. He's a man whore.
See, there's no reason, redeemable reason to play it other than Barley likes the group.
It is a cool group. She's in here. You should see her. She's fanning herself like she's on fire over here. She's a hot mama. She's a hot mama. She's burning up here, folks. That's my jungle bird sound.
Okay.
What kind of bird is that, I wonder?
I don't know. It sounds really like a
crazy one.
A pigeon. Yeah, it does sound
like a
pigeon.
It's a
really sick pigeon.
It sounds like a pigeon.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Too much time hanging out in barns.
Lord.
Okay, off to South Africa so you go.
Yes, maybe I'll see some jungle birds there.
You might. Learn how to make their
maybe
sound.
Right,
make sure and put some pictures on Facebook for us.
Oh, we'll keep you all posted. Anyway, hope the connection is good over there. We can see you at a new show real soon. God bless you guys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.